Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray this podcast will help you on that journey.
Morning. How we doing? Great. Glad you had a good week and able to get out here in the cool weather this morning. We're definitely in the middle of winter and all good. Great to see the sunshine though. Wow. Yeah, it's been pretty cloudy here lately. Hey, I want to dive in and do something a bit different this morning than what I usually do or we usually do in giving a message. I'm not going to give much of a message. I'm just going to give some vitamins first off in the morning. Is that right? So here's the spiritual vitamins before I go into some other things for today. And it's Galatians 2:20. Do you take vitamins every day, by the way? It's good. So here's one for you, a spiritual vitamin I try and take every day. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Man, it's a great one to say. I was doing it this morning. I have been crucified with Christ. Past tense. I was crucified with him. Yet when you do it every day, spiritually, Jesus talked about that. It is no longer I who live. It's not Matt Peterson. It's not, insert your name. It's no longer us who live, but it's Jesus. It's Christ that lives in me. It's not about me anymore. It's about him. And the life which I now live in the flesh, which we still get to have right now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. That is a beautiful passage. It's vitamins every day to remember it's not about me. It's about him, but also it's about him living inside of me. He lives inside of me. He lives inside of you. So many times what happens and what the enemy tries to do is to get our minds to begin thinking that it's just me. God is somewhere else. And I'm just living on my own, trying to do the right things and trying to live okay. And it's about, but it's not that. When we identify with Jesus, we identify with his death. We died with him, but also we're raised with him. And now he, by his spirit, lives on the inside of me. That's what Paul said. It's no longer I who live, but it's Jesus that lives in me. It's great to remember that every day. It's a day changer. It's a day changer. And so I'm not driven by my flesh. I'm driven by the love that's inside of me, who is the person of God who lives inside of me by his spirit. So there's the vitamins for the day. And I'm going to move on to other things here. This is a little bit like a business meeting today because I have wanted to share some things with you that I feel like is for our whole fellowship, those who are watching online as well. And so today's that day. So sorry, this is, other than those vitamins, is not going to be a lot of other spiritual type things for the moment, although we'll have some ministry a little bit later. But I feel like we need to do this. I don't talk about these kind of things a lot because what I don't want to do is set an expectation on what I'm about to talk about that I get tons of questions about along the way and I don't have answers to. So we're at a place now that I feel like we can. So what I want to talk about has to do with a couple of things. I want to give you an update financially for our church first. We try and do this every year, although I don't know if we did it last year. But we'll try and schedule this every year. Just very brief to give you a very quick 50,000-foot view of what's going on here related to finances and how we handle those. We, by the way, we have a financial board that helps me with all of that. They're amazing people, and the Lord has really blessed us as well. So let me go there first. Hopefully you can read those numbers from the back. Year-end Awake financial update for 2020. You see our income here. $887,000. The budgeted, which is what I present at the beginning of every year, I had budgeted for $877,000. We actually had $10,000 more come in than what we had budgeted for in COVID. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys. So expenses, we held a lot back on spending because of the COVID year. We weren't able to do a lot of things we normally do, functions we normally have. So we only spent $750,000. where we had budgeted 830. So we had 80,000 surplus there. Net income 137 for the year. That's a great year for us. We had budgeted to have 45,000, which we were hoping to save. So the notes at the bottom, Awake gave $99,600 of budget income toward missions and benevolence activities last year. Isn't that awesome? So there's a lot of things that goes to. We'll talk about that throughout the year. An additional $63,000 was collected and given directly to guest speakers and specific benevolence causes above budgeted income. That is what we call pass-through income. So that's where people give toward something specifically that we're talking about, guest speakers or the Couch family. You'll see that it's in the drop-down box to be able to give toward Joel Couch's medical expenses. Most of that was that passed through, right through. We don't use it for anything else. If it's given specifically towards something, just goes right through. So that is that. Next slide, balance sheet. As of 1/31, so this is, all of up to today here. Cash on hand, we have $580,000. Just to give you a quick, reference. 3 years ago, we had about $140,000. So in the last 3 years, after 20 years of, 17 years of ministry here with this church, we had $141,000 in the bank. In the last 3 years, this has happened. And we now have $580,000 in cash, which is amazing. Thank you, Lord. Some of that, and then as far as those of you who are familiar with balance sheets, you got the fixed asset. They're property that is up there has to do with the land that we own. We have 26, 27 acres on the southeast side of Winston-Salem, right on the border of the city limits that we bought in 2006. We're planning on building a church there and didn't feel like it was the place to build a church over time. And so we've been trying to sell that, though I think the Lord may have other uses for it because it hasn't sold. So we'll talk about that later as well. Total assets there, you'll see around $1 million. So that is that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Now, having this amount of cash, you may be thinking, what in the world do you need to be saving cash for? Well, we, over the last 20 years, started this in 2001. We started holding Friday night SOS meetings, what we called School of the Spirit. And so for those of you who don't know, I drove up here every week for 4 years from south of Charlotte. I lived in Waxhaw and drove every week for 4 years. Commuted up here to begin planning this church. We started with SOS meetings on Friday night. They turned into Sunday meetings in April of 2002. And during that time, we have had three different buildings that we've leased. The first one is a few hundred yards from here, right on Brownsboro Road. And that was the first one we had, a 2,000 square foot building. We were there for a few years. Then we transitioned and grew out of that to a school, Forsyth Academy on Shadowlawn. We were there for 8 years doing setup and tear down in their gym. For those of you, how many of you were with us during that period? I'm just curious. See, most of you are new. We still have some older folks here who have been with us for a while. Setup, tear down, that was, it was a great experience. At the same time, we were ready to get to some place where we weren't having to move everything every week. And we've been here since 2013, however many years that is. Around 8 years as well. And this we built out. Everything you see, this wall, that was here and that was here. Other than that, we built everything else you see, everything behind you, the double layers, everything, so that we could be here. And it's been a blessing. I've been really thankful for this place. At the same time, we really have wanted to have our own place eventually. Here's one reason why, this has been really adequate and have really enjoyed it. Rent is not cheap. And even though we got a really good deal on this place, it's 21,000 square feet that we lease here. But over these last 8 years, we've paid nearly $750,000 in rent. That's a lot of money. If you know about commercial leases, it's still a really good deal. Should have been over $1 million, but still it's a lot of money that I don't like paying someone else. that I would love for us to have our own place. And then 16 months from now, this lease runs out. And we can't sign up for another year. It has to be a minimum of 3 years. So we'd be looking at another 3 years, which, you know, if that happens, that's okay. But we've been looking for, Lord, praying about, Lord, you know, we'd love to have our own place. Is this a time? So I've looked a lot, just to let you know, over the years. I'm not going to go through all those details. In several different things. We've looked, you know, from building something, which we were actually seriously looking at some land to build on. We're trying to purchase that land. But when you look at all the costs associated with that, to build is a minimum of $150 a square foot. For what we need is about $6 million if we were to buy something and build. But if you can find something that's existing and renovate that, it's about half. It's about half that much. So that is a, to me, that's to use the Lord's money, which is what you're giving to him, the best way. I feel like we needed to really focus on something existing that we could upfit, we could renovate. So that's been what we've been doing lately. Over the last year and a half, I've been focused on one particular property, well, two actually. One of them we didn't get, which was fine. The other one I've been focused on. In three different times, we tried to purchase this place, and the second time, it actually got sold to someone else. We got outbid at the last minute, though we thought we had it. That was about this time last year, and it went to somewhere else, and I just thought, well, Lord, it's yours, and I had this sense, it just may come back around. Well, it did. That deal fell through, and this last fall, this particular building came back up, got on our radar again. They communicated with us. And so we've been in negotiations for about 5 months. It's a long time working on this. And just this last week, I signed a contract. So I want to let you guys, that's a good thing. And so let me tell you a little bit about it. And for a couple of purposes, I'll mention here at the end, but we need your prayers for one. And I can't reveal all the details about it because once the contract is fulfilled, due diligence is over, and it's really ours, then I can tell you more of the financial side of it on the details. But we're limited to actually written in the contract. I can't talk about those things right now. So that's why I'm not going to give you all the details. I'm not hiding it from you for crazy reasons. I just have to do it right now. So here's where it is. If you guys are familiar with the Rinalda Commons Shopping Center on Rinalda and Yadkinville, it used to be a former Harris Teeter. Remember that Harris Teeter that was there? Then they moved. It's kind of a big box building, what they say, and with a little strip mall next to it. This wasn't necessarily what we were looking for originally, but as we started looking at this, it started to make a lot more sense. This is what it looks like right now. So does that look familiar? You've been around Winston. You know where that place is. So it is one big building here on the left, which would be where we would move into as a church, with sanctuary and classrooms and all that stuff would happen here. That's 33,000 square feet. And then attached to it in like the strip area, I don't have a good current picture of it right now, is another 40,000 square feet with room for about 20 tenants. So it's on 9.6 acres, all that's included. So you got a total of 73,000 square feet. And it has about five tenants currently. So it's got some room for some growth there on having some renters there, which I think would be really great for several different reasons. But here's what we, let me say this first. The location, as far as the building and where it is, there are a few things that came into play related to why we chose this location. One, I feel like the value of the property is really good for us. With the tenant, the rent generating aspect of it could be really good for us as well. In fact, could be great, as well as for missions and other things that we want to do. Another thing is that the address, it's 3508 Yadkinville Road. In 2006, I needed a car. I didn't have a car. And felt the Lord direct me to this one car, which I didn't want, actually. It was really weird. I've never had that experience before, then or since. And it was an Infiniti i35. It was a 2002 Infiniti i35, used car. I bought it. I didn't like it. But I bought it, and as I'm driving, I said, Lord, why was this? And the Lord spoke to me inwardly and said, i35, Isaiah 35. This is a message. This is a vehicle, which is the church is, in a sense, a vehicle for what God wants to do. This is represents this is not about you, in other words. This is about awake, and gave me Isaiah 35. You can read Isaiah 35. It's an incredible passage. Let me read you just a few of the verses from it. And it's really instructional, but also has great promise with it. It says, strengthen hands that are feeble, make firm knees that are weak. Say to those who have fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then, says, after you do these things, you encourage and you strengthen, says, then the eyes of the blind will see, the ears of the deaf will be opened. The lame shall leap like a stag, and the mute shall sing for joy. Waters will burst forth in the wilderness, the dry places, streams in the desert. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The abode where jackals crouch will become a marsh for the reed and the papyrus. So that passage, it's Isaiah 35, 1 through 8, is what I just read part of that, which is basically the address of this building. So that got my attention. Take the 35 and the 08. That got my attention for one. Here's another reason is that one of the things, if you've heard me share many times about even being here, has to do with the Moravians and how they came 260 plus years ago to reach the Native Americans. They came missionally and they helped establish this place. It started with Bethabara. Well, the Bethabara Greenway Trail starts at this building. I don't know if you realize that. It's basically you're in the parking lot, you walk across the river, and there's where the trail starts that leads for 2.5 miles to Bethabara. And the old Moravian mill that was used to grind the grain to feed the whole community was just a couple hundred yards from here, maybe a little bit further than that, a few hundred yards from there. And then refugees during the French Indian War, over 300 refugees that they fed. This was the place where people were fed from a long time ago. And it just was just several things in a row is all put together. It just has felt as though the Lord was providing this place for us. We don't want to be anywhere where God doesn't want us to be. And if we need to stay here, I'm honestly great with that. For a while, and if there's something else, but I feel like the Lord has a place for us, and I feel as though at this moment that this is it. So, let me tell you what we hope to do and give you a little visual about what we want to do so you can tell we've done a little work on this. The sanctuary area that you can see there seats, at the way it's drawn, 760 people. This seats about 600, so that would give us an increase of 160. So quite a bit wider, a little bit deeper. But it gives us a lot of things we've never had before in a lot of classroom spaces. You may not realize we are way out of classrooms. We don't have enough places to meet here for all the Bible studies and things that go on. We don't. And so there's a lot of classroom space. There's great space for the kids. And if you can, you probably heard the footsteps just a little bit ago. We got kids right here on this wall. And so we've created some space for the kids to be bottom left, to have some sound separation, place for youth. We never had a place for youth. Place for junior high. Have a place for that. It could be space for a restaurant up front that could actually work during the week and then open up all the doors for all of us at the end of a service as well. Really great for fellowshipping, table setup, just a lot. It really would cover everything that we need. You may notice, you probably can't see anyway, the writing on there, but no office space in there. It's been my dream for offices to be separate from the sanctuary so that when you go, for all of us as a staff, when we go to church with you on Sundays, that it would be fresh for us as well. So one of the bays in the strip mall area would be dedicated for offices. So that's the plan right now at this point to do all of that. And I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest. I have an excitement about it. Yeah, thank you, Lord. So you can see the cash that we currently have right now is going to be needed. Right now, what we're looking at is a need for between upfitting and purchase of everything to probably be just over $3 million. Again, half of what it would cost to build something brand new. And building something brand new would be building something that's the size of the one building, of 33,000 or 30,000 actually, not another 40,000 that's revenue generating. So this to me is a win-win in every area, and really also responsible fiscally for us as well. There's some difficulties related to this. One is that we're in agreement right now to get moving forward to close probably end of April, beginning of May, and we need just to upfit it. It's in not the best shape, and we need to build it out. To do that, then we need a big loan, and so that we start paying lease here. So then we have double. We've got our loan payments, and then we've got this. So there's a you know, some challenge there for us. As we have been saving and you know, I believe using our money well and wisely, we have enough for right now a partial down payment. We still need some more. We actually need about, I was talking to our banker here on Friday, the board doesn't know this yet, but we need about $150,000 more for to be able to do the down payments and also have some reserve to be able to pay these double leases, or one lease and one payment for the time before we move in. There is some tenant income, which will help, but it's not enough to carry both things. Once we move in and once we actually, and we just have one payment, actually the tenant leases plus our loan payment should be similar to what we're paying in a lease right now. Think about that for a moment. Isn't that great? So that just, it makes sense across the board to do something like this. And then as the tenants grow, we'll have more income to use it for other things that we need to do. So it's just that first, this next year, 3 months or so, that would be more of a challenge. So I was reading in Exodus 25. Let me read this real quick. When the Lord spoke to Moses about building the tabernacle, here's what he said to him. Verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me from every man whose heart moves him. I love that the Lord is that way. Beth said that very similarly just now as she was receiving the offering. The Lord says, and this is Old Testament, you know, raise an offering from everyone whose heart moves them. In other words, don't want you to feel one bit of twisted arm to do something. I want you to do this from your heart. And then when he did this, you can read the next chapters, people gave so much that he actually had to say to them, I need you to stop giving now. That's what happened in the case with Moses and the tabernacle. That's a great problem to have. So I just want to let you know, I'll let you know when we're there, and that's enough. Just stop giving. But that would be really wonderful problem to have right there. So, but I want to let you, just sharing with you the need at this point over these next couple of months, it would be awesome if we could raise, and we not ask for anything, I don't know, in the last 20 years or so. Kelly might remember because of way back, we raised some money for some property that we bought, but that's probably the last time we've done something like this. But I want to ask you, if your heart moves you, now would be a great time to give toward the building fund. And you can do that on our app. The drop-down box actually now says new building project. And so if you can give that way, you could drop off a check to us, for us. You could put it in the offering, designate it, new building. If you want to write a check and put it in the offering, or swing it by our, drop by our office, that would be really helpful. And I'm just going to believe, I believe the Lord's going to help make this happen. There's also something that we're going to work on. Let's pray about it, okay? And that is, there is a group, I won't give you the details on that either, but there is a group, it's a foundation that helps pay for church purchases and upfitting like we're doing. And you apply for it, and they will pay for up to half of it. So on the day that that opens, which is like July 1st, we will be applying for that. It would be amazing if that came. So would you pray with me for that too? Because that would be incredible. For half of what it takes to do this could be given to us. That would be wonderful. So let's pray for that. And let's pray for this 150 to 200,000 to come in so that we can close, have the down payment that we need, and start moving forward with this. So that if you have questions, which you probably do, some of these I won't be able to answer yet. Some I will. If you have concerns, feel free to communicate with me. You want to talk to one of our board members as well or a treasurer about any of the financial stuff related to the church. There's nothing hidden here. So, you know, feel free. If you have concerns, you want to ask questions, you can direct them to me and I'll point you the right direction or give you the answer. If I don't have it, I might say I will know later. But that's where we are now. So I want to just ask you, would you be willing to ask the Lord, Lord, do you want me to give toward this? Would you want me to, how much? Lord, how much do you want me to give toward this for what you're doing? And so I'll leave it at that and then let the Lord's, you know, let may your heart move you to do those things. So let me pray for that right now. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity for this. Thank you that you have taken care of us all along the way. All of us personally, as well as corporately and through buildings, we know, Lord, that the church are your people. It's not a building, but facilities help for so many things. And Lord, thank you for leading us the way that you have. Thank you for presenting what is in front of us. And Lord, we say together too, if this is you, Lord, we want it and we ask for your help in every way. And Lord, if it's not you, make that clear too, even during this due diligence period. I just ask that you would make that clear. If you got something better, if you got something different, we ask that you'd show us. And Lord, I ask that you would speak to each of us about our part to play on the financial side for this as well, and that you would enable us to get this place if this is what you have for us. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. For updates on future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. For more information about Awake Church, visit awakechurch.com.